Blog Talk Radio.
Stay right there. That's where your power is. The blood of Jesus. Yeah. For me. Where I don't care, Calvary, Lord.
Way back on Calvary.
I know the blood that gives
me strength.
I need my bills to get paid. say yes. Somebody here said, thank you, Lord. Brought me through the worst year I ever had. I don't want to ever see no more night. Look like all was the wrong time. It all mine. But I'm going to win. Cause I'm getting ready to do it again. Right here at all 10. Cause I'm going with the power. That situation you have now, seal it, seal it, seal it right now. I'm trusting God for him in his time this year. Let it be done. Seal my deal, seal the sign I need a sign for. I eat of your body. And because I know I may get weak, the power of your blood, I drink of your blood.
Good morning, good morning. How is everybody this morning? Glad to be here this morning again. Brandon.
Oh, yeah.
Reverend Henry, how y'all doing this morning? And everybody out there, have a blessed morning.
Good morning. Top of the morning, top of the morning, my brothers. Top of the morning. It's just good to be gathered again. You know, gathered with one another. Praise and worship. To lift the name up. To be in the presence of the Lord once again. My. How you feeling this morning, Rev?
Pretty good. Pretty good, sir. Pretty good. How you doing?
Sound a little better, my brother. Sound a little better for sure. For
sure.
How you feeling, brother Betty?
I'm feeling real good there, Randy. I'll be feeling, trying to stay dry. It just started raining, but I'm feeling real good there, Randy. Thank you for asking.
Praise be to God, man. Praise be to God. You know, Rev, maybe you can help me with this. I had a, it was something like a dream, but it felt like I was woke and I was reading scripture, right? This morning. And I was dreaming, but I was reading scripture, but I really couldn't, I can't, help me, Holy Spirit, I can't see what the scripture I was reading really was. I can't remember what it was. So when I woke up this morning, I prayed, and God gave me something.
Amen.
And it felt like I had just read the scripture that he gave me in my dream, but it's not clear to me in my dream. Have God ever spoken to you there through a dream or through a, help me, Holy Spirit. Have God ever spoke to you through a dream or through a meditation or through somebody else?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen. Praise the Lord. It reminds me of Jacob.
Of what?
Hallelujah. Reminds me of Jacob wrestling with the Lord.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
What did you say, Ray? I thought you said so.
Yes, sir.
I wanna pray first and foremost, and I wanna read a scripture that God sent to me, that God gave me.
Amen. Amen.
I feel like He was giving me something to bring to the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
My God, my God. It was just like I was reading scripture. I know I was reading the Bible, Rev.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember what scripture I was reading or what I was in depth or what I was into. And then when I woke up this morning, I prayed and He gave me something.
Yeah.
My God. I woke up and I prayed and I asked the Lord to give me something for God's plan. That's why He gave me 2 Chronicles 7.
Amen.
He gave me something. And now I'm just going to go out on a limb and say, this is the scripture that I was reading in the dream, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like I just read it. Although it ain't clear to me, it just seemed like I just read it no later than this morning. I was dreaming.
Mm-hmm.
It's like deja vu. You ever heard of deja vu?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like deja vu. Have the Lord ever spoke to you, brother?
Mm-hmm. Many times.
Listen to what it was like. Listen to what it was like. May God be in the blessing of the word. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the gathering. Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit,
yeah.
Father God. We thank you that you saw fit, Father God, to speak to us this morning. Oh, through your holy prophets, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just claim victory over every situation right now, oh God. Over every circumstance.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Victory, Lord, and loosen every chain, tear down every stronghold this morning, oh God, as we start our week off right, seeking you, Lord, serving you, worshiping you right now in the name of Jesus in this place. So I just ask that every man and woman under the sound of my voice right now, oh God, be blessed by your word this morning, that you touch God's hand, that you continue to give us the increase, oh God, that you continue to help us to serve you and worship you, lean out of our own understanding, oh God, but in all our ways we shall acknowledge you as we do your word, as we speak your word, as we preach your word, oh God. So I just ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God, that you touch us in a mighty way, oh God. Oh, that you tame our tongue this morning, oh God. Oh, that you let the word of God flow off like the rivers of living water right now in the name of Jesus. That you remove anything that's not in your life right now, oh God, so your word can go forth with all purity, oh God, with all strength and all power right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you for the brethren, oh God. We thank you for the men and women that came out this morning to hear your word, to lift your name up. But you know if your name be lifted up, you draw all men and women into thee. So I just thank you, Father God, for your grace. I thank you for your mercy right now. I thank you that you saw fit to give us the spirit of you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. And thank God.
Amen.
Listen to what it read like. I'm gonna be out the way real soon, short and sweet. But this is what the Lord spoke to me this morning. Listen to what it read like. It says, when Solomon had finished the temple of the Lord in the royal place, and had succeeded in carrying out all he had in mind to do in the temple of the Lord, and in his own place, it says the Lord appeared to him at night and said, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Listen, what, Reverend Henry, it says the Lord appeared to him at night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
It says, I have heard your prayer and have chosen this place for myself as a temple for sacrifice. Listen to what he says. He says, when I set up the heavens so there is no more rain, or command locusts to devour the land, or send a plague amongst my people. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. And I will forgive their sins and will heal their land. My God, my God. I'm going to park right there for a minute and expound on that. Because the Lord the Lord was telling Solomon something. It says right here in the Word of God that he came to him at night. And he said these things to him. My God. He said he came to him at night. And he said these things. See, I noticed that the Lord, my God, it's been happening more than normal, more now than usual, Reverend Henry, where the Lord shook me in the middle of the night. And I get up. And I can't go back to sleep. I'm trying to, I'm tossing the turn to go back to sleep. And I don't go back to sleep until I grab the Word of God and just read something. Yeah. He don't let me go back to sleep until I read something or I get what he trying to tell me in the wee hours of the night. Oh, Solomon said he came to him in the middle of the night, Reverend Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he told him these things. Help me, Holy Spirit. He told him that if my people who are called by my name will just humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways.
So, yes, sir.
I'm here to tell somebody.
Bro, Randy, you fell off on us. We can't hear you. Bro, Randy.
Yeah.
I think he might have went to a bad spot. He's still on.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, we still
here, brother. Yes, sir.
We need to be attentive. And when the Lord, because he can speak to anybody, help me, Holy Spirit. He can give anybody something. He can speak to anybody. He can use anybody. We need to be attentive to what the Lord, the Word of God, tells us. I'm going to read on down a little farther. It says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sins and heal the land. Listen what it reads like. Listen what it reads like. Now my eyes will be open, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. My God. Then, now my eyes will be, if they do all that, people humble themselves and pray to turn from their wicked ways. Oh, the God, the Lord said he will. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. Oh, that's some good news right there, Reverend. That's some good news.
Yes,
right
sir.
There. That's some good news right there, Reverend. When he came to Solomon in the wee hours of the night. Get this, Reverend. Catch this. He came to Solomon in the wee hours of the night. He told Solomon what it's going to take. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He told Solomon what it's going to take for him to heal the land. Oh, help me. Then he said, once you do these things, now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I have chosen and consecrated so that my name may be there forever. My God. He says, my eyes and my heart will always be there. As for you, help me, Holy Spirit. He said, as for you, if you walk before my faithful, if you walk before me faithfully as David, your father, did, and do all I command and observe my decree and law, I will establish your royal throne as I covenant with David, your father, when I said, you shall never fail to have a successor to rule over Israel. My God. My God, my God.
Yes, sir.
My God, my God. But if, listen what happened. See, but if came in, Reverend, right here.
Mm-hmm.
It says, but if you turn away and forsake and decree and command I have given you and go off and serve other gods and worship them, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, then I will uproot Israel from my land, which I have given them and reject them and reject this temple I have consecrated for my name. I will make it a byword, object of ridicule amongst all people.
Mm-hmm.
This temple will become a heap of rubble. All who pass by will appeal and say, why has the Lord done such a thing to this land and to these temples? People will ask because they have forsaken the Lord. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit, the God of their ancestors who brought them out of Egypt and have embraced other gods and worshiped and served them. Oh, this is going on right now today, right, Reverend Henry. People are serving, worshiping other gods and other things and doing everything but doing what the word of God is telling them to do. He gives us clear instructions here. My God. He gives us clear instructions here. He told Solomon that if your people do this, then I do that. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes, sir.
I will do that. But if they don't do this, then I will do this. My God. My God. He laid it out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
He told them that the people will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will forgive their sins and heal the land. But if they don't, if they keep on serving other gods and worshiping other gods and doing what they want to do, oh, I'm going to turn this temple into a reap of rubble. Oh, he said, I'm going to turn it into rubble and I'm going to destroy this land that I've given you, I've delivered you out of Egypt and given you. I'm going to destroy this land and I'm going to turn it into a reap of rubble because the people are worshiping other gods and serving other gods and worshiping them and doing all these things, Reverend Henry. They're doing all these crazy things. He said, you got a choice here. Help me, Holy Spirit. You got a choice here. They say, you got a choice here.
Yeah.
Either you can turn from your wicked ways and seek my face and follow me, or
yes, sir.
Some other gods.
Mm-hmm.
Serve them other gods, and I'm going to destroy this land, and I'm going to uproot it. And it's going to be, these temples are going to be heaps of rubble.
Mm-hmm.
My God. That's some good news there, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, news, sir.
Man. Have you ever spoke to you, brother?
Mm-hmm.
Have the Lord ever in the middle of the night?
Sir.
My God,
yes,
my
sir.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
Have ever came
you,
to you in the wee hours of the morning?
Mm.
Spoke to you.
Beautiful.
My God.
Beautiful.
And that's all.
Oh,
I
that's awesome, man.
Blessings of His word, brother. I just wanted to share that with the brethren this morning. And,
that's awesome.
And testify a little bit, because
the Lord
will come to you. You just got to know when it's Him speaking.
Yes, sir.
My God. My God. My God. May God be in the blessing. That's all I got this morning, brother.
And that's a great job, man. You got me almost speechless over here, brother. I know what you're talking about, and when it's so awesome when God will show Himself to you, reveal Himself to you, will make His presence known to you through visions and dreams, and between visions and dreams. And when I say about the dream, between visions and dreams, there's a transition a lot of time that go on. You can't tell sometimes whether in the body, whether out of the body, whether it's a dream or whether it's a vision, but God communicates I'm so glad how you brought that out and how he allowed you to experience that the things that he does with his people, and you're so beautiful saying that if my people, which are called by my name, you know you call yourself a Christian, but if he is a covenant God, if you would do this, oh man, and then you did it, and look what he did for you. He allowed you to hear from heaven through your read, through your study. He allowed God speaks through his word and his communication. He connects you, your spirit, your inward man, hallelujah, reaches them to the highest spirit. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. I thank you how you allowed God to use you. Testify, because many experience things, but they won't tell it. They won't testify of it because they're afraid what men may say, but oh blessed those that will testify and tell of his goodness, tell of his mercy, tell of his grace, because he don't have to do it, brother. He don't have to do it, but continually he allowed those to experience that they may tell others, that others may be encouraged in the faith to come. You know, a lot of people know God, but they know him from afar. but it's beautiful when you know him close up, when you know that you know, and he allow you to experience things that you know, just let you know he's real. He's more than just in these Bible, these paper pages. He's an actual being, and it's a whole another super natural world out there that you can tap into. So we thank God for that, man. We thank, what a beautiful way to start off your day. What a beautiful way to start off the week. God speaking to you. Praise you. God speaking to you. Beautiful. Great job today. I love how God blesses us. I'm asking him continue to bless us better than before. I got a couple of passages for you from my auntie, praise the Lord, better than before. And I know you can witness it to this, because before you had this experience, you loved God. But now you done had this experience with him, it make you love him even more. So it make you more hungry for him. It make you want to learn more of this God. Lessons about God are, oh, praise the Lord, are embedded in life experiences. He says lessons about God are embedded in life experiences. And I know you'll never forget this. He allowed you to experience this day. Praise the Lord. And I'm just thankful for it, just to hear it. Makes me remember things that he's done for me. God bless you today. Constant kindness. Constant kindness. That's it, man. Want me to do a constant kindness. The knowledge that God has loved me beyond all limits will compel me to go into the world to love others the same way. such as you expressed it to us. And that was the love of God. And, you know, like I said, brother, many people have experienced things, but they won't tell it. Some ashamed, or some embarrassed, or some are afraid of what others may think. But I'm glad you told it. I got a blessing from it, and I thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for that, brother. Thank you for the word. Thank you for the message, God. Thank you for the message of this day. God bless you, my brother. Love you. Yes,
sir.
Thank you, Lord.
Brother D, your mic on, brother D, got his hand up there, fellas.
Praise the Lord.
Brother D, you're on mute. Hit that little button, unmute yourself.
Well, I've been there.
He maybe done clicked over. He ain't saying that.
Okay.
But,
okay.
You know, while we're waiting on him, I got something for y'all, for the whole everybody, because he does. God is great.
Mm-hmm.
Just hear the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Brother, going to plug you with this morning. I'm not going to hold you long this morning. I truly thank the Lord for allowing my brother to come in and give us, my brother Harris said, those nuggets, those beautiful golden nuggets.
Yes, sir.
Turn from your ways and seek my face.
Yes, sir. Then will you hear
good. Yes, it's good.
Oh, man.
It's good.
That's something.
See, Brother Harris, he won't lie to you, Brother Harris. He's never lied to you.
Yes, sir, that's it.
So what do you say he'll do?
He'll do. And I'm glad you said that because of what you said about the hearing. You know, some people have the ears and they just don't hear it. It's like you're telling them
you're
something.
Not.
They just won't hear it. God gives
you're
us
not.
The solution, but we just
you're
won't hear it and listen. We go all the way around the Marbury bush.
All the way around. Amen.
But I'm so glad how God gives us solution to all. Gives us solution and answer to all our problems.
Yes, He did. Yes, He did. Yes, He did.
We thank the Lord.
My brother Tim will say, if you have a problem, he said, get your Bible. Find what it say, read it, and then he said, do just what it said, do. That's all you got to do.
Yeah.
The Word of God has already answered all our problems. He answered all our problems.
Mm-hmm.
I you just read it and do what he said, do.
Praise the Lord. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. Thank the Lord for, again, just another day, songwriter says.
Just
that's
another
Lord.
Day.
Yes,
has
made. Yes, sir.
He's
made
he
and
kept
me.
Yes, he has.
Hey. Yeah, for even us to be talking right now, it's a blessing.
It's a blessing.
Yes, sir, because we still yet could be sleeping. But he gave us another day. The
yes,
elders used to say, did our golden moment to roll on a little while longer.
Hey, you know what, Reverend? Another
yes,
day
sir.
We got a chance to get it right. We got another chance to get
now.
It right.
Come yes, on,
we
now.
We got another chance to get it right.
Yes, sir. Whatever you
some
feel
of us,
like Reverend,
know we toe up from the flow up and still won't serve with us. Know we chose He give us another chance.
Yes, sure.
Renew grace and mercy every day to get it right.
That's it.
Just another day.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We praise the Lord. Brother Randy, you still there? Yeah, still enough, but praise the Lord. We can, if there ain't no more one, put your, Brother D, you give us a prayer. Well, thank
amen,
God for,
amen.
Good
thank God for the day.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I will. You know, Brother D,
thank you, Lord.
Some days I have a lot to say, some days I have a little to say. But I'm going to always have something to say. And come to my Lord and Savior. Brother Harris said, will you give us a prayer? Brother, he always
yes,
is willing to step up and tell the Lord, thank you. I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side,
yes,
if it had not been for the Lord keeping me, where would I be? I'd be broke, disgusted, down, out, and couldn't be trusted. If it had not been for the Lord on my side. Oh, we'll be in a terrible way, sisters and brothers, if we didn't have the Lord on our side. Reverend Harris said something a few minutes ago. He said, we have ears to hear, and we hear not. And what he's trying to tell you is that you got the Lord on your side that you don't want to hear. Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord? Father God, we come before you this morning. Stop by with just a word of thanks. Father, we want to tell you thank you for allowing the word to go forth this morning. We thank you for giving us, Brother Randy, to give us the word. We pray, Father, that we'll reach out and touch someone's soul. Give them a mind to come in out the rain. Be willing to draw off and hear your word. Be willing to become a doer of your word, knowing, Father, that you are the way and the only way. You said we must come in at the door. And we just want to tell you thank you right now. We thank you for shining down in our lives right now. We thank you for waking us this morning, touching us with a fingertip of love. And then upon a rise, Father, we thank you for allowing us to find our families doing well. We ask you, Lord, that you continue to bless us, continue to keep us, Lord. Above all, continue to give us more love, more knowledge and understanding of your word each and every day of our lives. Father, we need you right now like we've never needed you before. We find ourselves in a terrible situation in this world that we're living in. We find one plague after another coming our way. But we know that you are a mind regulator. We know you're a heart fixer. We know that you're able to do all things but fail. We find that there's nothing that comes our way that hadn't already been foretold in your word. And we just want to tell you thank you for it right now. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we truly place no one above you. Whether that you touch the sick, the shed in, those that have lost loved ones, touch them right now. Let them know that there's nothing too hard for you. All they got to do is turn from their wicked ways.
Yeah.
Seek thou faith. Then when you hear from heaven, and you will truly heal the land. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, Lord. Father, these blessed among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. And if a heart say amen,
amen.
Amen.
Praise
amen.
The Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Right now.
Reverend Henry and all our listeners, today I'm going to give us two songs. One been on my mind, I wanted to hear. Then I'm going to play one right behind it. Here we go.
God bless you. All right, bro. Yeah.
Take me to the king. I don't have much to breathe. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the king.
Truth is I'm tired, options are few, I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused, I can't say what's left. Truth is I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry. Even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. Wonder will change my life. Take me to the king. I don't have much to bring. My heart's torn in pieces.
Say thank you, but just allowing us to be here on this Monday morning over the weekend. A couple young fellas got shot. I don't know the details, but it was in their 20s. Pray for their family. Someone got killed in Meridian last night also. Just pray for their family. So just have to sit back and think it could have been you. Could have been me. Could have been all of us. So just pray for the family and all everyone. Just y'all be blessed today. May God bless you. It's just a lot going on. Other than this virus, we got so much going on. It just I can't even explain it right now. It's like something all the time. With that being said,
won't leave.